Who's Afraid of Songbirds?
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
No place to go, darling. Goodbye, baby. Yes, I'm going.
Mary Mandeville, I saw the craziest accident last night.
What? Really?
It's on 294, like at 7 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
And 294 north around St. Charles Road. Big fire.
Yeah.
It's a semi-truck
car
on fire.
Car fire? Oh, semi-truck. Oh, yeah.
Big fire. Then it looks weird, like, because there's like a trail. As you get closer, there's a trail of fire behind a truck. And then maybe 100 yards beyond that, a bus is on fire. It looked like a movie set.
You sure it wasn't?
It was nuts.
It
was
Chicago PD.
Fire.
Yeah.
Vic Vaughn says an empty passenger
bus.
Turns
out it was an actual accident.
Yes. Only one minor injury.
What do we know?
I just said only one minor injury.
Yeah, but why, I don't understand how the bus caught fire.
Oh, I don't know.
Did the truck throw fire at the bus? Man.
Let's go to our forensics expert, Mary Vandeville.
Did truck fire?
No, she's in charge of all traffic. Everything
I'm not
happens.
In charge of fires, though.
You have to know
just
every accident
traffic.
Within every 24-hour period.
Yeah, and you know what? I barely know with night with these accidents. The
it's
ones
crazy.
Early in the morning, yeah, I can tell
it was
you
crazy.
About. Yeah, that is bizarre.
If anybody knows how the bus caught fire, because the only story I saw on it was... the truck hits the bus. The bus is on the side of the road unoccupied. Why was the bus on the side of the road unoccupied? These are questions I need answers
Maybe
to.
Maybe we should call Violetta Podramatic.
She was not covering? Working yesterday. That was Jen DeSalvo.
Oh,
DeSalvo.
All right. Jen DeSalvo.
DeSalvo, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah.
See, I know someone named DeSalvo, and they pronounce it DeSalvo.
The well, listeners
Jen,
know.
Jen.
The listeners know. We don't have to count on professionals. The listeners know. Someone tell me what happened. 312-981-7200.
Mary, just so you know, Jen said her sister calls her last name DeSalvo. She just calls it DeSalvo.
Oh, gotcha.
We have some details.
Well, let's go live now to the newsroom.
We are being told that the bus apparently was on the shoulder having problems, and it may have been sideswiped by a semi-truck. And that's what started the fire.
So the semi
hit the gas tank.
Right.
The semi truck. So it's coincidental then, because the semi truck had a brake fire, is what the report was. So that they were two separate fires that just looked like they were the same fire.
Thank goodness no one was
crazy?
On the bus.
I think sometimes a sideswipe, that's like taking a match to one of those, a box, you know, it's like it causes friction.
Maybe it caused both fires.
You know, like it slid across. It's like a match, you know.
Or it was Chicago PD.
Did you,
or Chicago
did,
fire.
Did you get any
or Chicago lawyers or whatever the hell they're called.
Any fire get on your car?
No fire got on my car.
That's good.
There was an accident at Michigan and Randolph coming out of here one day, and I was like, oh, this is crazy. There are cops and fire trucks everywhere. I can't believe this. And then, it was a episode of Chicago Fire. They were shooting.
Oh, they were shooting.
That happened to me once. I actually thought it was a breaking story, and I'm like chugging down the street with my gear, thinking, oh, my God, something's going on.
Ran right onto a TV set?
That's the last time I ran.
Happy birthday, Mary Sandberg.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Should we do it like a Chi-Chi's or something? Happy birthday, birthday, birthday. Happy. Like
no, apparently not.
I don't mind that.
I don't know that clap.
Not a lot of enthusiasm for you there, Justin.
Yeah. Well, first off, we didn't know the song.
Chi-Chi's, he went. You got to say like Benihana.
Benihana.
Yeah, maybe everyone would have been on board with a different cuisine.
Yeah, you're right.
I have felt for a long time there should be restaurants that actually celebrate bad things in your life as well. Like, oh, you're getting a divorce. Divorce. D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Hey, divorce.
Like happy anniversary. That's such a peppy song.
Colonoscopy.
Right.
Steve, you were the second person to wish me happy birthday.
Who was first?
My husband, when I got up, he said happy birthday.
Well, you sleep with him.
Well, I know. And then you sent me a text. Usually, David Kaplan is the first person to wish me happy birthday because he always wishes me happy birthday the day before. But he did not. I'm off his list.
Well, at his age.
Is it his birthday around this time?
No.
No, he just reminds
me. He just is odd. He's a good birthday wish. You know, he's a good, he's a celebrator.
His birthday is in November. He's 67 years old.
Oh, do you really know that?
It is in November.
Not. Oh, okay.
But he's older than me, and he always claims he's younger.
Oh, okay.
You know, because he gets up, and he works out, and he sends out pictures of it.
Yeah, do you were second. Steve sent me a text.
Are you active on Facebook? So when you wake up, is there just millions of
No, you can't wish me happy birthday on Facebook.
You just said no.
I started, because I know you love the attention, I started 7 or 8 additional, you know, kind of burner social media accounts.
Uh-huh.
All to wish you a happy birthday.
All to wish you a happy birthday. Yeah. Thank you.
You put the setting to no birthdays?
Yeah. Well, my birthday's not on there, so you have to know when my birthday is to do it. And you also, I don't think you can write on my Facebook any longer.
When I did the same thing, and I took it off there because I didn't want all that birthday stuff, even though that sounds antisocial. Facebook forced, they still told people it's my birthday, and they forced it to my inbox.
You will be happy. Yes.
I got 200 things that were like in the inbox, which was very personal.
And Facebook puts wrong birthdays on, too. I just wish someone a happy birthday, and their birthday's in May.
Yeah.
And they said it was today.
If
and
you
I'm
don't
like,
change
God.
It, it just gives you a default
Listen
birthday.
Listen to all of you complaining about the joy
it
on
was
world.
Embarrassing. He's like, it's not my birthday.
Mary Vanderbilt, you have a problem with birthdays. You got mine a week late, so this could be on you.
That wasn't me. You lied about it.
My sister and I have a legit fight every year on my birthday for the last, 11 years that I've been on Facebook because she cannot post to my page. Undo that so I can post.
Oh, so you blocked her?
I didn't block her. Nobody can post on my page. And so she wants to be able to put some kind of goofy little picture of when we were little. Mm. And I don't want it on there. So
Dave, you remember when people had birthdays, we used to call them and say happy birthday?
Well, nobody calls anyone send them anymore. Occasionally, Western Union, we'd send them a telegram.
On our ponies.
Right. Well, no, that was back when I was a kid. Pony Express.
Is it bad to not thank everyone after they wish you a happy birthday on Facebook? You know how people send that? Oh, thank you, everyone, for the birthday.
Yes, you're a terrible person for not doing that.
I didn't do that. Is that okay?
Just hit the like on the comment, and that's like saying thank you.
Yeah, but what if they're, I had so many.
I send individual responses to everyone that reaches out to me.
You barely answer us on regular stuff.
Not you guys. Everyone else.
Anyway, thank you for all my birthday wishes last week, everyone.
Dr. Kevin Most just wished me happy birthday.
All right. You got a tally? You're going to tell us like the order of people saying happy birthday?
I'll keep it going. Also, Mary Vanderbilt made me a really cool heart-shaped,
I had some issues with that, I'll have to admit. I hope it's okay.
What is it?
Did it go on the ground?
No, did not go on the ground. A dog did not.
I got a cookie cake.
It's a cookie cake.
We're going to do it at 7:10, Steve, so
can't eat it yet. Now that we've started,
we've got to wait a whole other hour.
I hope someone has a match or a lighter.
Can you hold that up so I can see what it is?
Well, it's going to slide.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah, it slides off the plate.
It's a cookie cake.
It's a heart-shaped cookie cake.
I didn't write on it because it would have looked bad.
It's a lot of effort.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. So we will enjoy.
All right, we'll continue the birthday festivities coming up. What else is on the program today? He asked Jeremy Colleton after just what a weird...
It was his birthday yesterday.
Well, it wasn't a great birthday present.
No.
A bizarre game last night. They got involved in a shootout. It was 4-1. You figure, there's no way they're going to get 5 goals. So they got 5 goals, and they lost 8-5.
Yeah.
They give up 4 more after the first 4.
It was so stressful.
It was 6-1 in the second. They
so
scored 5 straight goals.
So that's bizarre. So fun to watch. 5 straight goals getting
not
shot.
With the other team.
I know.
Right. Well, so that's confused. Fun.
No, I meant the Blackhawks.
I didn't really feel like your husband had a lot to say on the postgame show afterwards.
I know. It was a...
Yeah, if I was Pat Boyle after a game like that, I'd just go, you saw it.
Yeah.
Good night.
It's pretty much what he said.
James Brakewell, some of you may know James Brakewell, got a big social media following, very funny dad take on the world. LaShawn Ford wants to be mayor. He's one of the first of 4,000 mayoral candidates who will traipse through here, so you get to hear all of them, or at least all that commit. Jeremy Colleton today, after last night's 8-5 loss in New Jersey. MVPP, of course, Kid of the Week coming up, and your top 6 at 6 next.
From the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel, it's time to get your kicks. With the top 6 at 6, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men.
My headphones for the second time, I unplugged them. I've had this problem with these headphones forever. There's like a 6-foot cord on them. I need 14 feet.
Well, the adapter is 4 feet away from you.
I need a lot of headphone cord.
Yes.
You can't even do mine. I've got like the elasticy cord. I think that might be one of the problems.
Or like a slinky. Yours
very nice
have
headphones
a slinky.
You have, but yeah, you don't have that slinky kind of cord to be flexible.
Now I'm fearful that like if I hook it at all, I'm going to get unplugged again. Yeah. All right. Anybody want to do the top?
Should we get a staff member to stand next to you and just wait in case it comes undone and then they?
Oh,
plug it back
like
in.
On a movie set, like a headphone wrangler.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a good
I'm
idea.
Busy.
A headphone fluffer.
Can't do it.
We do have a stool in the office they could sit
on.
Yeah,
Joe can't do it. Joe can't do it.
Maybe Pete could sit next to you.
Yeah. No, he's busy.
Thanks for checking in. Item number one, federal prosecutors asked for a three-month extension to return an indictment against Ed Burke in the bombshell corruption case involving the very powerful Chicago alderman. The three-month extension would allow them to further prepare their case. And this is all about a Burger King getting shook down by Ed Burke or Ed Burke's people. And we're going to be hearing about this story for quite some time. Now, the three-month extension, of course, does what?
I don't know. I
well,
would
it
love
takes
to...
it past the mayoral election.
Oh, it does. I've never heard that. Is that something that's done
the
routinely?
Extension?
That we need 3 more months to prepare a case?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Him?
But it's usually done by the other side. It's done by the defense because we have to have time to prepare a case.
Right.
The idea that the prosecution would go, oh, we're not ready. That seems odd after 2 raids.
Yeah, it does. And after big media reports and an arrest and everything involved, that you would need more time.
What do we know, Steve?
But it could be this, too. It could be that the investigation has uncovered a new line of evidence that needs to be flushed out that they need more time.
Maybe
to
that's
do that.
The case. But as a just take it from just our rights as U.S. citizens. You never really want a prosecution to be like, we think you're guilty and we need more time to prove it. Like, there should be something in that says if you've got the case, you have to try the case.
Well, the way the
otherwise, why like you could do it to all of us.
Well, the way the federal system works is the criminal complaint that he was charged under. It's routine for a criminal complaint to be filed against somebody, and the indictment always comes later than that. Sometimes, you know, way later than that.
Well,
and then there's superseding indictments, and then I mean it just goes on and on and on. So there's not really a time frame that's supposed to be in place, not a standard time frame.
But life does need a shot clock. Life needs a shot clock. Everything needs a shot clock. You should not have forever to get things done.
Will there be another round of brown paper going up on Glass?
Right.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Sure, of course. And by the way, the reason it's significant to go beyond the mayoral election is if there's anybody of these candidates that has any tie to Ed Burke that could be problematic. Tony Preckwinkle, Bill Daley.
Go down the line. Gary Chico, Susana Mendoza.
They don't have to deal with it now throughout the remainder of the campaign.
Now, the question will be, though, if there's any suspicion that they're involved, does it hurt them that this case is continuing as opposed to it getting over and recognizing that you're not a part of it?
You'd think, but I don't think people pay enough attention to that.
Maybe not.
Yeah, we'll see. Next, new Attorney General nominee Bill Barr gets his day in the Court of Congress today as he will be asked a lot of questions, including why he put together a 19-page to 32-page, there's different stories on this, memo about the power of the presidency and the fact that the president can do anything he wants to James Comey, and why he put it together back in the day. Was he looking for a job? Was he not looking for a job? And does that mean he should be at least saying, I must be recused from all of this going forward? Expect Barr to get confirmed. Expect there to be a lot of ugly questions. Yeah. Expect there to be a lot of grandstanding.
The only question I have is what will be served? Will it be Quarter Pounders? Will it be Wendy's? There's a lot of questions about what's going to be served with the furlough and the congressional.
They're out.
Yeah, they're out.
Because after the football team left yesterday, Trump finished it off last night.
I just want to know, is it going to be nuggets? Is it going to be tacos?
Yeah, maybe like Chipotle, yeah.
We should see
that
a breakdown.
That might be too much.
Next, the gunman that killed Hydea Pendleton. 84 years in prison.
That's great.
It's an odd number, but, you know, that's life. As in life in prison.
I don't think it's great, you know, I don't say great for anyone, but this is a case that has been going on for years, and the Hadia Pendleton case, if you remember, the person who just essentially got out of the car and just sprayed bullets into a playground.
Yeah.
This was 6 years ago.
Girl. This absolutely just became a national story, so it's good to see justice served in this case.
Next, 29 dogs killed yesterday morning in a fire at a kennel in DuPage County. 22 survived the fire. It's a place called D&D Kennels near West Chicago. Full-scale response from the County Animal Department of volunteers to provide shelter for the remaining animals. Those that survived, about a half dozen dogs actually ran from the scene. But by afternoon, all have been found. Oh, awful story.
All but one have been found, yeah. And even the the owner's dogs died in the fire as well.
Terrible story.
It's really sad.
Next, let's go live to Dave now, who's been living with the Chicago Bears since Cody Parkey missed that kick.
Embedded.
Cody Parkey is staying?
I think he's hanging on right now.
Is he staying or going?
I can't imagine he's going
to
be here.
What did Matt Nagy say yesterday that people are talking about that leads you to believe or me to believe that he's leaving?
Well, let's see. He said, among other things, that
when we get a new kicker,
when he went on the Today Show, he said they talk about we things, and this was not a we thing; it was a me thing. That to me,
it's not great.
Signals that the coach was not really overwhelmed positively by the idea of Cody Parkey going on the Today Show and talking about what a great guy he was because he answered questions after the game and faced the music.
Who's his agent? Because that had to be the agent going, this is really good for us.
I think that's how
kickers
it was
set have
up.
Agents?
Oh, yeah. Okay, every player has an agent. Every coach has an agent.
Should they have agents?
There should be one agent who handles
all the kickers. Yeah. I'm more interested in the non-committal vagueness around Kareem Hunt, the running back from Kansas City, who was cut for domestic violence. The tape that surfaced at a Cleveland hotel. The reporters were sniffing that around about whether or not Kareem Hunt's coming to the Bears, and they did not douse water on that.
Well, they didn't deny.
Yeah.
They didn't say, no, there's no way we would sign him.
Can he kick?
Well,
yeah, he can.
He probably could.
That's terrible. That's, he kicked a woman in that.
That's
in
the
that,
point.
Yeah, that's terrible. But the point being that, I don't know. I mean, Kareem Hunt is a tremendous football player. He's a Pro Bowl as a rookie. He was a major factor this year, right?
Who was the ex-Cowboy and 49er the Bears brought in who was a domestic abuser?
Ray Lyman. McDonald?
Yeah, Ray McDonald. Exactly.
Yep.
Listen, he's a tremendous talent, and if the Bears bring him in, they should be raked over the coals for it because the guy is a domestic abuser in a time where that has less survivability than ever before.
You have all these good vibes around this team right now. Why even take that on? Why open that can of worms?
Because they want to win, and Kareem Hunt gets them to win. I don't understand.
But you're assuming they're not going to win without him. I mean, why? You know, would he help them? Yeah, as a player, could he potentially make them a better team? Yeah, but what does he do to them off the field?
There's no argument to say, no pro argument on Kareem Hunt, except that he's an exceptional football player. That's it. But you know, we as fans aren't in control of this stuff. Aroldis Chapman comes to mind, the flame-throwing reliever for the Chicago Cubs. Cub fans looked the other way when Aroldis Chapman came to the Cubs. He was charged. He was suspended for 6 games.
Well, there was
games.
A lot of heat. They
brought him in regardless of what the thought was.
Here. But the fans...
The fans loved it.
No, they didn't. The fans loved it when he won. The fans didn't love it when he was signed. So you are taking on the heat in the beginning if you want to take it on, and the risk of him doing it again on film or not, or performing at such a high level the fans forget. You can't look the other way. You can't.
Unless they win.
No, I said the Cubs did that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a serious mistake for the Bears.
But what if the Bears win the Super Bowl with Kareem Hunt?
I'm still going to feel the same way I felt about Aroldis Chapman. He's a puncher, and he's a coward.
I know, but you're not a Cubs fan. I mean, there are a lot of Cubs fans who said Aroldis Chapman was great.
I'm not a Cubs management fan. Yeah. I'm a Cubs fan.
Yeah, there you go.
One more. Today's 10th anniversary of the Chelsea Sullenberger flight to the river. Chelsea Sullenberger safely ditched his U.S. Airways Airbus A320 in the Hudson River after hitting a flock of geese and taking off from New York City. That was 10 years ago today.
So I was 33. It upstaged my birthday, of course.
Dare he?
Right, I know.
It was on your birthday.
It was like you wake up, you got this going on. It's like, geez.
I think we all thought that. This is screwing up Mary's birthday.
Growing up, Martin Luther King's birthday or death day. Like, you know how it used to rotate? It wasn't always just a Monday. Mm-hmm. My birthday ended up off a lot because of that. And then I got Sully on my birthday.
So first, Dr. King is selfish, and now Chelsea Sullenberger.
Right. So.
It's like when Kevin on The Office had skin cancer on Michael Scott's birthday.
And they couldn't exactly remember that.
It was on last night, but that's like...
Do you like the fact that you were just fairly compared to Michael Scott?
Michael Scott. Oh, I thought I was Kevin. You're right.
Can I add one to the top six?
Oh, look, Steve, there's your fiery crash. Your fiery crash
was
just on the news.
There you go. Just flipped on the news,
and
there it is.
Breaking and Dean will talk about it. Carol Channing died this morning.
Oh, it's too bad.
Now she's upstaging my birthday.
It was just all over Twitter right now.
Boy, she's been around a long time. That's a good run.
In her 90s.
That's a good run. At 6:32, we have the headlines in a moment on 720 WGN.
That's all today for the Top 6 at 6.
No more!
Sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men.
Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on the trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on the team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better out their smiles.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
It never gets old. Samberg, I know it's your birthday, and I shouldn't be expecting you to chime into work, but could you tell us how to enter the Kid of the Week thing?
You can go to WGNradio.com/contest and click on the Kid of the Week link, and it takes just a few seconds to fill it out and let us know about an awesome kid you know.
Cameron Cooper joins us. Good morning, Cameron.
Hi, how are you?
I understand. I'm fine, thank you. I understand you prefer to be called Cam, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, this is the part that's going to be uncomfortable for you, Cam, because I'm going to brag about you now. This is what this is what was written about you, okay?
Okay.
Cam's the ultimate volunteer. He's a grade-A student who was inducted into the Junior National Honor Society, a first-class Boy Scout. His troop laid wreaths at the VA Cemetery in Elmwood, and he went to the local VFW to serve meals. He stays after school to help teachers. He helps me and my 92-year-old mom. I guess we know who sent this now, don't we? He inspires me to be more open to others' needs. It's pretty cool when you can inspire your parents. He was nominated by his teachers last year to participate in a STEM seminar at Loyola University, .. He's just a great kid. That's pretty cool, Cam.
Yeah.
So what inspires you to be a great kid?
I think it's just the fact that, like, it makes you feel good.
Well, there you go. How old are you?
13.
And
so does that make you an eighth grader, or are you a freshman?
Eighth grader.
Eighth grader, nice. Do you know where you're going to high school next year?
I'm pretty sure Crete Mooney High School.
Nice.
You excited about high school?
Yeah.
It's a big leap, dude. You're the big you're a big fish in a little pond now. Now you go be a little fish in a big pond.
Yeah.
Hey, but Cam, you're going to be fine because you're Cam.
Yeah.
Cam,
yeah.
Of course, as a Boy Scout, and you're also an avid volunteer, which came first, the desire to be a volunteer and to help other people, or did the Boy Scouts instill that in you?
The volunteer.
Yeah? How did it start?
I've done a lot of stuff, like help out my neighbors, and I've done other stuff just on my own. I've helped my grandma a lot at the library she works at. I've helped other libraries out.
Well, you know you're a thoughtful guy when you're helping teachers, because I think a lot of students don't even think about teachers needing any help, but teachers work their butts off, so that's really kind of you to stick around and help them.
Yeah, I stay after every Wednesday with one of my teachers, miss my day.
Yeah, and most kids who do that are just sucking up. You're doing right. It because you want to help.
I mean, if you would, do you want to stay late and help teachers? No, I want to go home and eat a snack and sit on the couch. Cam is better than me, though.
So, Cam, I'm renaming you. You're Super Cam. You are Super Cam. And you're a great kid, and we appreciate that. And enjoy your day, and we have pizza and things for you.
We're going to send him a Lou Malnati's pizza and an app gift card. I want to know, Cam, are you an only child, or do you have siblings?
My mom has 4 other kids, but I'm my dad's only child.
Oh, okay. Nice. So do you play that up as, like, hey, I'm your only one, so spoil me?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, good. I would do that.
Do you live with the 4 other kids?
On the weekends.
And how old are they?
9, 6, and then there's twins that are just a little under a year and a half.
Oh, my
gosh.
So you got to do all the stuff you're doing at school and outside, maybe, and then come home and take care of the kids, too, on the weekends?
Yeah.
Good God, what about cam time?
I know, Cam needs some cam time.
I get quite a bit of cam time.
Yeah. You're a good kid, man. Thanks for being a good
Thank
kid.
Thank you.
Hold on. There you go. There's your kid of the week.
I think his grandpa Bill nominated him. He was, and I can
oh,
see
I
why.
Said parent, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, but it's his grandpa, and he's I could see why. Cameron seems like a very kind soul.
Yeah.
So would that be his great-grandfather?
The,
or a mother,
the 95-year-old.
The 92-year-old?
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Wow. He seems older than 13.
He did seem older
Well, that's
than
funny, right? He answers the phone. He sounds like he's 35.
Well, yeah,
I think
voice.
His voice just changed.
I think
changed.
They gave
yeah.
it away.
Yeah. All right. You heard the way to get in. So yeah. Get in for the Kid of the Week.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Your Chicago Tribune, there's a interesting opinion piece. You know, I'm not just a pretty face, I read. And yesterday's opinion piece was from a doctor in the UK who deals with folks who are about to die. And the deal was, he was talking about the power of music at the end. And essentially the theme of the piece that was written in the Tribune was, what's your About to Die playlist?
Mm. It was
what's
kind of funny.
Going to be on?
You sent us a message wow. about this yesterday, and I'm cool with death, so it's no big deal. But I was like, tomorrow's my birthday, and I'm going to be talking about the last yeah. song I want to hear before right. I die.
Happy I
birthday.
Thought about that, and then I thought, well, it's good for the show.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. The question is, and we'll throw this out as a text question. What's the last song you want to hear before you're gone?
Wow.
The last song you want to hear before you're gone. Now, I have two options. The first one, I think you're going to understand why I'd prefer this.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
It's 8-9 minutes. It's going to extend things for a little bit as far as I'm concerned.
Get your last meal in.
Stretch it out.
Why don't you go with Stairway to Heaven?
This is longer than Stairway to Heaven.
It's longer?
Longer than Stairway to Heaven.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's long.
Trust Do you know me, this from your it. DJ days?
Uh-huh. I was going to say, yeah. I thought you went looking for longest song.
Yeah. No, I actually like research, this. Yeah. I actually like this song because the concern is you would confuse it and just go, give me the longest song, and somebody's going to play that Cake in the Rain
We're
crap.
Not getting the hook? Bye.
Now this.
A long time.
All right, now here's my real choice. It's my real choice. And I saw this guy on Letterman after he knew he was gone. This is Warren Zevon. I love this song.
Keep me in your heart for a while. Keep me in your heart for a while.
It's a little too hard to listen to all of it.
A lot of lyrics.
Good choice.
Now, you look up the lyrics, you'll see. Okay. It's perfectly appropriate.
So you're going for a more sentimental ending.
Yeah, you know, I just think that one works.
You're
yeah.
not going with Thong Song or something like
Thong
that.
Thong Song?
Yeah, you're not going for something, you know,
Thong
the
song
hit of 2002.
Thong Song you're is more how I live my life than how I feel when I'm done. So
you didn't want to reminisce.
312-981-7200. Text in what song you'd like to hear before you die. Dave, do you have one?
Only the good die young.
Ah, look at you.
Although, if well I'm old, then I guess I wasn't good.
Well, you could take it that deep. I just leave it with the song. And
yeah,
go, this
I think
is
so.
Snappy.
Yeah, it's. There's a heaven for those who wait. Some say it's better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. I tell you, I plan on being at your service, and I'll be dancing up a storm. I love it. I love it. Although I know that's not really what that song's about, but
it's
whatever.
All right. No, it's totally.
You got to play this at the service as well. I thought this was what like deathbed kind of thing.
Well, I think you bring it back at the service.
Oh, you do it at the service.
Yeah, you
as well.
Hear yeah. it before oh. you check out.
You got to start getting.
This
right
is such
this
a
music.
Maudlin conversation.
Yeah, I
and it's
humorous.
Mary's birthday for crying out loud.
Yeah, I know. So when you check out. You know, you get the receipt under the door. When you get the receipt under the door before you actually, you know, have the end of things come, you'd hear it. But then we'd bring it back at the service.
Right. When that receipt gets under the door, before I die, I want to look at it, make sure.
By the time,
can't you just check out on your TV?
Order this.
By the time
we pass, yeah.
Your death proceedings are over, from the deathbed to the funeral and all that business, people are going to be like, I'm so tired of hearing that song.
The record companies are going
to
come after
Only
you.
Those that are really close to you, because you've played it your whole life.
They want royalties.
We get some good texts already at 312-981-7200. All right, let's do this. Steve, what's coming up here in a couple? Oh, you already told me that. You know where Steve's going to be, though? I can tell you that. He's going to be in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom next on 720 WGN. Your husband goes out and he sees, Scott, paper towels. I'm going to get this because they're cheaper. What happens when he comes home?
If those things come in the house, I cry. Bounty paper towels. I only like white, and I like the big rolls because Pat uses a lot of paper towels and I hate changing the roll. I like Charmin Mega Rolls, the toilet paper. Only Mega Rolls. I don't like the smaller size ones. Give me the Megas.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
I consider your birthday really a salute to your husband, Pat Boyle, because he lives with you.
Yes, he does.
And
I have pitched the two households.
You're going past the two beds, just the two households?
Two households, separate houses.
Yeah. Okay. And we'd have no water on the sinks.
You know, we all fine.
Every door and drawer would be closed.
No, it wouldn't, because you'd go back to Pat's house and you go, why aren't these drawers closed?
Yes.
You know, I find all of your quirks delightful, as you know.
Thank you.
But I think that here on your birthday, we should remain positively focused on what are you going to do today? You going to go out just to a laundromat, stand around, and see if all the machines are good?
It's funny that you say that, because this morning I folded a load of laundry, and I was like, this is like, so I don't have to come home to the load, and it made me so happy. But right. I know that
you like to fold laundry.
I do, but I was like, look at my day starting so good.
If I was Pat, I would take folded laundry, unfold it, and drop it on the bed, so when you came home today for your birthday, you'd be happy.
Well, and also morning means 3:30 in the morning or whatever.
Right,
like, for you, morning is a lot earlier than most mornings.
It is, yes. But I still build in time just because we get up early like a lot of people do. I don't do the race around thing. I still have a regular morning at my house where I can do some things because I don't like the feeling of
crazy.
I have to be rushed.
So you don't get up last minute, rush through things, and hope for the best?
I pop out of the bed that first alarm if I'm not already awake, and then I get ready. I did spend a little extra time blow drying my hair because it's my birthday, so I didn't want to look like
both.
A dog.
Right.
And
could be a lot of videos, a lot of pictures.
Yes, a lot of pictures. Right. And my husband wrote me a really nice note about how I couldn't wait to celebrate.
You want to read it
later? It just said, "Happy birthday! Have a great day! Can't wait to celebrate you."
That's sweet.
It was really sweet. Yeah, he leads a lot of.
Is
nice
he taking
notes.
You out to dinner?
We are going out to dinner with the kids tonight. We're going to my favorite Mexican restaurant,
which is
Guanajuato.
I was going to say you don't have to.
Yeah, Guanajuato.
One your parents wouldn't take you to.
Yeah, it's Guanajuato in Winnetka. And my mom, when she said, "Where do you want to go for your birthday dinner, honey?" and not that Mexican restaurant in the strip mall.
Right.
And then I said, "But that's my favorite restaurant," and I think she thinks I pick it because it's not the most expensive restaurant, because my sister is of the ilk of to pick her you know, she picks the most expensive for her birthday, you know, she thinks that's what. But I happen to be a big fan of
I thought it was over the top when your sister forced the family to fly to Paris for her birthday. That was a bit much.
The way to sum this up is your sister is Nike, your Reebok. Does that work out? Is that good?
My sister is like your wife, Justin, though. She celebrates her birthday all month long, you know, but anyway, so we're going.
It's a good restaurant.
It is. I love it.
I don't think
Dave,
you have to apologize for wanting
to. And by the way, they just got a lot of plugs, so I don't think you should pay for the dinner.
I get the spicy margarita. The spicy skinny, because my husband orders all margarita skinny, because we always watch the calories when he's in charge. But I get it with jalapenos, so that's what
it's funny, because I've hung out with your husband a few times. He's a dude.
He is.
He's a total dude. But around you, he's a girl.
Well, he's a calorie watcher. He also doesn't do carbs. I do carbs.
He wears makeup, but other than that.
I know. Other than that, he's a total dude.
Anyway. 847, love the paper towels. Love the white paper towels and the mega roll. Thanks, I'm in your corner.
Yes. There is nothing makes me sadder than if there's a printed paper towel that gets brought to my house. I like the white
bounties. It's funny you say that, because I'm more about world famine, you know, things like that. But the paper towel thing's good, too.
Yeah, that's, you know, everybody's own issue is a big deal to them and to me. No offense to world famine. the proper paper products.
I'd like to see this government shutdown in, but you're right. The paper towel thing's big.
I sent you guys a picture on Sunday. Amazon dropped off my Charmin Mega Rolls a day earlier than they said.
Happy birthday to you.
I was like, yes. So my toiletry closet is all these Mega Rolls are lined up perfectly in these rolls. I love it.
I thought about getting you the laundry folding machine. Have you seen the laundry folding machine?
I did.
It's and they perfected it now. And I thought, why would I take that joy away from you?
Right.
Yeah, that would be a bad idea. Oh, and it was $2,000.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
815, it's my birthday also, Mary. Completely agree with you. Laundry is my favorite.
There you go. That's what if you ask the kids what my favorite room in the house is, they will say the laundry room.
Is it because of the same reasons I told you about when I was a kid? I like to go in the laundry room because the noise shut out my parents arguing. Yeah, is it the same reason for you?
Oh, yeah. No. That's good.
So Mary made me this great heart-shaped cookie cake.
Crack that cookie.
I love it.
Why does it look wet? What happened to it?
It looks a little damp. I'm not going to lie. I think from this angle. It's lighting.
It's whatever. What is this kind of material? I forget what this is called.
Oh, that's that the Klingon.
Yeah, the Kling stuff. I think it.
I forgot what it's called.
Kling wrap.
It works really good. It's the stuff that, you know, secures to the bottom.
Just cause the cookie to melt a little bit.
I must have had something right there.
Steve Cochran got me a card, and it's got a. It's one of those felt, like, thick, expensive cards.
Yes.
And it has a spa girl on the front.
Open it up.
Oh.
It plays relaxing music.
He's so splurged.
What is that music?
It's like a spa.
It's very relaxing. You can do yoga to it.
Yeah.
You can...
Oh, look at the cucumber eyeballs on the girl in the front.
Yeah. You deserve a birthday that's simply amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, take this to yoga. Very soothing. Happy birthday, Steve.
That's
very
nice.
You're
that's
a very awesome. Good card. Wow, this card was $8.
The first thing you look at. That's
cards
it over.
Are ridiculous. $8 for that.
I was going to order one. I was going to order one from Pete's wife, but then I remembered I didn't get the card till about 9 o'clock. Last night when I was coming off.
We do have a group card, but I don't know where it is.
Holy cow, you bought and he bought my he gave me a gift card that he bought this morning at 4:37 a.m.
I was gonna buy it last night. I ran into some trouble.
Oh yeah, thank
but
you
it's
very
from
much.
Your it's from your friend Kristen
today.
Cavallari.
Yes, I know Uncommon James. I'm this is very exciting.
That's great.
Steve, you know me so well.
Yeah. And off the air you're telling me what a great gift giver Kaplan is, please.
You must have learned
Dave
from the best
Kaplan.
Since he's older than
he
you.
He is older than me.
Hey, do you want to play my death song?
I thought that would be appropriate since it is your birthday segment. All right, so this came up yesterday, and you guys print me some text when you get a second. The text message question of the day is, what's the last song you want to hear before you die? Because there was a piece in the Trib yesterday that talked about it. Your bucket kicking wish list playlist, I suppose. So what is yours?
Mine is Kenny Chesney.
Mary's holding both of her shoes in her hand. Said she likes to feel the sand beneath her feet. And in the morning I'm leaving, making my way back to Cleveland. So tonight I hope that I will do just fine. And I don't see
that's a nice song. I don't know that song.
Listen, never heard this song.
I don't know the song. I don't know.
What's it called? Anything But Mine.
Anything But Mine.
It's fantastic.
It's got your name in it?
It has my name in it.
Wow.
That is not why I like it, though. That doesn't hurt.
It's the first line in the song.
Mary's Home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's not why you like it?
No.
Oh. Well.
But it's I love Kenny Chesney, so there was also
did you have a backup choice?
I did. Blue Eyes, Crying in the Rain.
Oh, sure.
Because my grandma used to always sing that to
me. It's a great song.
Blue Eyes. I was looking at My Maria by Brooks and Dunn, which is another one of my favorite songs, which also has a version of the name Mary, but that is not why I like that song.
I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of Mary references in this.
I know. Dixie Chicks, Cowboy Take Me Away was also on the list, but I didn't want to go political.
What about Paula Abdul, Marry Me? No?
No, that wasn't on there.
No? Cold Hearted Snake didn't make the list?
No. Though Crazy Mary, I do like that by Pearl Jam, because that's just simply because it references my name. But
some other people are chiming in with theirs. For instance, I'm surprised you didn't pick AC/DC, Highway to Hell, like the 331.
I feel like Wendy might pick that, Wendy Snyder.
Could be. 224, Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
That's a great song, man.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. If you were on your deathbed and you're like, we're going to play one more song, Justin.
How about When I See You Again by Wiz Khalifa, and as the texter puts it, and some random white guy.
That random white guy's Charlie Puth, by the way, who became much more famous later after that song.
Is the idea of this to prolong your life a little bit longer, or just to hear something that
Well, I mean, that's why I picked American Pie, because I figured the least thing that could happen, or the best thing could happen, and it would happen, is you get full 8 minutes.
Yeah,
because
I would go the full 18 minutes and do Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, forgot about that.
But it's not about prolonging your life. It's the song that you would want to be your exit song, your encore, the final thing.
I went with Warren Zevon.
Transition.
I thought it was supposed to be humorous.
It can be humorous.
you can have it be funny.
I don't think mine was humorous. I was serious about it.
It was serious. Well, no, Dave Bennett was actually very funny in the text chain. He said, "I'm in love with the shape of you," because that's the song he did for karaoke.
That's what he sang.
That's sort of my anthem.
I know, and that's every time that song comes on in our car, the kids are like, "Dave Bennett song," and they sing along. So
that's why I love this audience, from Wiz Khalifa to 815. Happy Trails, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
Well, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Do you have Mary Vandeveld song, Joe? Let me hear it.
I said to him, "You can't always get what you want."
Perfect for Mary Vandeveld.
I don't want to die.
Well, you're also never happy. This is tremendous.
What? I love the Stones.
I'd come to your service
anyway. At least
anyway.
I didn't do Sympathy for the Devil. Are you going to go see them, Mary, when they're here? Aren't they coming this summer?
If Steve pays for my ticket,
sure,
I will. Okay.
Take care.
That's when Mary got lost at... didn't you get lost at the
Soldier
Field?
Yeah, I got lost.
When you were like 17
Soldier
or
Field
something?
Concert.
Oh, yeah.
16
yeah.
Free cell phone.
So I'm kind of nervous about... Well, I've been to a couple other ones after that. Alpine Valley and... So.
I tripped over a drunk at a Stones concert who I didn't know had fallen in front of me.
Did you find my thong? That was my flip-flop.
Very 80s of you right
you
there.
You clarified that before I could do the joke.
Right. I had to save myself. But I had a second choice for a song.
What was yours?
Forever Young by Rod Stewart.
Nice.
That would be
that's
young.
Nice. Yeah, that's
good.
Nice. Yeah,
that would be a good
one. Nice. Super Joe, did you pick a song?
You may hate me, but it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, lie. Don't really wanna make it tough.
This is a great video.
Joey, do you want us to do the dance where we all throw our hand up and do the bye 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 thing?
It's better than spitting on my grave, dude.
That's very funny. Very funny. Steve, did you pick one? Steve Grzanich?
Well, I went with the long one to prolong my life, but it's a good song nonetheless. Alice's Restaurant.
You did go with Alice's Restaurant. You were kidding.
18 minutes and 5 seconds.
Yeah. We don't have time to play all 18 minutes, but do you have some of this, Joe? A little bit of Alice's Restaurant from Arlo Guthrie. Oh, we don't have it. It's so long it wouldn't load.
Steve Grzanich was late to the suggestion. He just texted it not a few minutes
ago. Well, it's not a bad choice.
Yeah, I had to think about it for a while.
Justin,
can you just sing us a few bars? Hang on.
I'll tell you, Steve, your guitar playing's impressive.
You'd probably run out to the bathroom and get something if you want. Run to the kitchen, get some lunch, breakfast.
This song is called Alice's Restaurant.
That's all the time we have to play that song.
He tells a long story.
He explains what it's called.
He has breakfast, lunch, and dinner in that restaurant.
Van Morrison, Into the Mystic from 270. That's a great song. Justin, what was yours?
I have mine. I don't know if Joe's had a chance to get to it yet, but I want to set it up.
To die to this because you'd be awake.
It's, you know what it's like? It's 37 in my head at all times. This is what they play at the at Soldier Field or any.
What would you like to identify? Because we're not at
the Hell's
Hooked
Bells by AC/DC.
I'd rather be getting a root canal than listen to this when I'm dying.
No way. You're man.
I feel badly for Miles going, I don't understand why Dad picked that song.
He would get it because I'd be laying there about to die with my Gale Series jersey on.
Miles would be reading a book, disinterested. Dad made us play the song
they do before the kickoff.
It's a cool idea. Dave, remember when the choir came in and did Oh Happy Day?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Oh Happy Day.
That's a good one.
Oh Happy Day with a full choir.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool. That was the little kid who I loved. A little kid with his shirt that was tucked in too tight. Couldn't have been happier. And I said, how old do you think I am? And he said, 75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he actually... thought you were a little older.
Yeah, he was going
on the
line.
Nice.
He was cutting it.
Trying to be polite.
So, oh, by the way, I got dissed by Abigail Grace yesterday.
What?
Yeah, hanging out with
she
Abigail
blew you
Grace
off?
Yesterday. Not she didn't blow me off, but we're talking, and out of nowhere, because, you know, she got a lot on her mind, she says, Pops, that's me, she said, Pops, will you come to my fourth birthday party when I turn four? Because she just turned three.
I like it. She's organized.
Yes.
She's already making plans for December.
And I said, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Will you be there? And she went, no.
Where is she going to be instead?
I don't know. I just like the idea that she's trying to schedule me, but she's not showing up. All right, 7:24. Happy birthday, Mary.
Thank you so much.
And
the birthday festivities will continue throughout the morning.
Yeah, if anybody wants cookie, come by 303 East Wacker, because that sucker's big.
From the Allstate Skyline Studio, it's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
The most valuable person on the planet for Tuesday, January 15th, is actually a very recent Kid of the Week. The awards keep coming for young Molly Pinto, who joins us now. Molly!
Hello!
How have you been since the last time we talked?
Pretty good. How are you?
Were you really famous after you were named Kid of the Week? Did you have photographers following you around, taking your picture all the time?
Yes, I couldn't escape.
Yes, TMZ was all over it. Yeah, I got it. I totally got it. You're in seventh grade, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're bringing a pride parade to Buffalo Grove. We think this is a great story. Tell us, how did this happen and what's happening?
So last year we went to Aurora's Pride Parade,
mm-hmm.
and then we were just so amazed, and it was so beautiful, and then we went, and on the car ride home, we were kind of bouncing around ideas on doing something like this to our town, and then we posted the video of me in our upstairs hallway talking about the GoFundMe page we were starting and how we wanted donations because we were going to start a parade here. And then we raised money, had events, and that's how it happened.
And in Buffalo Grove at the middle school there, you started a gay-straight alliance. The idea being, and correct me if I'm wrong, Molly, but everybody ought to just get along and stop being so worried about who people are and find out who they really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of what life should be about, don't you think?
Yeah.
And I think also one thing about the Buffalo Grove Pride Parade is, Molly, you've mentioned before, it's going to be a little more family-friendly.
Yeah, definitely. The Chicago Parade is wonderful, but not at all times family friendly. But we want ours to be.
Yeah, there's a lot of you have to. If you bring your family, you have to explain some skin and things like that to your
kids.
Yeah.
And Molly, your return raise 15. How much did you raise?
Wait, huh?
15,000. How much did you raise?
About 20 so far.
20 grand. How about it?
Can you imagine?
How about it? Getting it done.
Raising 20. Woo-hoo. I used to try to sell like 20 Girl Scout cookies at that age.
Yeah. I have to say, Molly, for me, the fundraising part would be the fun part. The part that would probably trip me up would be all the paperwork and the permits and the things that have to go into actually putting a public event and a parade together. Was that hard to do, to put all those forms and everything together to get a parade together?
It was mostly my mom that was with the paperwork.
There you go. Way to go, Mom.
That's where you're lucky. You got Mom stepping in and do all that.
That's it. Getting it done, Mom.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard, Mom?
Doesn't really do paperwork. You know what? I have to say, our village really has helped us so much. They have met with us every month and helped us through the paperwork and the permitting. Last time we met with them, they gave us a bill just so we could have an idea of what it would actually cost and know what we had left to spend on entertainment and decoration for the parade. So we've had a lot of help. We've been very lucky.
Great. That's great.
Well, nice job, Mom. And obviously, listen, it's great to have you on. Listen, I don't know, Molly, when you're going to be back on, but I'm sure there'll be some other award for you in the next couple of weeks.
Well, we'll have to follow up on the parade itself.
Yeah. So you stay.
We would love you too. Can
course.
We mention two quick things for your listeners?
Yeah,
one thing too, the nonprofit that we started to raise the money for this is called the Pinta Pride Project.
Okay.
And we have a few exciting things coming up. One being a prom that some of the teens in the group are going to throw, an LGBTQ prom on May 19th. And there'll be information about that on our website, pintaprideproject.com. Anybody between the ages of 13 and 19 that identifies as part of this community would be invited to that. It'll be in Buffalo Grove. And we also wanted to mention that we still are taking sponsors and still trying to fill spots in the parade with organizations. So, again, pintaprideproject.com if anybody is interested in checking it out.
All right. Well done. And, Molly, go to school. Stop talking to me.
Okay. Well, the kids are coming in right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. See you later. Good kid. Good kid.
Get to school.
Yeah, and, you know, nice to have a helpful mom behind you, too, to get all
the paperwork.
Right?
Only for the paperwork.
Yeah.
Right. All right, let's do this. It's 7:33, and we'll do your headlines in just a second. Oh, and then we'll go through some of these texts. We've got some great texts coming in. What's a song you want to hear before you die? Why am I doing this? I don't have time to explain it to you. We'll come back to that in a moment. But we'll come back with your headlines first on 720 WGN.
She is Mary, Mary, Mary. She is Mary Sandberg. She is Mary, Mary, Mary. She is Mary Sandberg.
That's the one musical director MSU John DeCause.
Can't be seen in green.
Saluting Mary Sandberg. Sandberg's birthday today.
Mary, Mary, Mary.
I thought about using that song as my death song. We are never getting back together.
Oh, I thought you meant DeCause's version. That'd be a very solemn everyone holding hands around the bed.
Everybody has to remember the words.
Yeah.
I will say
she was Mary Sandberg.
All my nieces and nephews, they have that song, those lyrics memorized, so they would sing along at my funeral.
Otherwise, they don't get to eat at family functions.
Yeah. Hey, there is going to be a photo gallery up of my birthday festivities in a few minutes here.
Okay.
And just for people behind the scenes, Steve and I were taking a picture with the birthday card he gave me, which is a really cool $8 spa birthday card.
Well, I didn't buy it because it's cool. I thought it was funny.
Well, it is funny, but it's a cool card, and it plays music. And Justin took a few shots, thought they were all good.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Not one of them had Steve's eyes open.
It's a real shock to Maureen and the family.
So then I had Dave Bennett take a few, and Dave, as he's taking them, he's screening them. He's like, nope, eyes aren't open, eyes aren't open.
I think we had five in a row where my eyes weren't open.
Yeah, so then we got it, though, finally.
If you know the comedian Jim Brewer, who was on Saturday Night Live for a while, Jim came in here once at one point, and he said, brother from a different mother, because Jim Brewer's also got the same ass.
That's so funny.
All right, so let's go through some of these. This came from a trip story yesterday about the last song you'd want to hear before you pass away. Good morning. Here's a few. 270, Into the Mystic. I mentioned this by Van Morrison, Oh Happy Day, with a full Baptist choir. 847 says Ripple by Grateful Dead. Any guitar riff by Grateful Dead, you're going to last another month. 312, If You Don't Know Me By Now by Simply Red. That's a great song.
That is a good song.
It's sort of
a better version is when Ricky Gervais as David Brent from The British Office does that song.
In
a video and the white flowing robes. That's great.
And If You Don't Know Me By Now sort of covers dysfunctional and bitter if that's your relationship with the people around you. Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Well, that seems obvious. Plus, it's long. 630, I'm Going Home by 10 Years After from the Woodstock soundtrack. Mm. How about Home by Michael Bublé? It's a nice song. Really doesn't have anything to do with dying, but it's a nice song.
Or by Philip Phillips. Doesn't he sing a home song?
He does sing a home song.
That's a good one. I like that
Talking
one.
Heads. Home is where I want to be.
There you go.
Or Homeward Bound by Simon and Garfunkel.
Right. Or Home Wrecker by the Jay Giles Band. 224, Crime of the Century by Supertramp. 630, Travel and Wilburys, End of the Line.
Mm.
847, Harvest Moon by Neil Young. 920, Jungle Land from Springsteen. 815, this is a classic. Makes total sense. Sinatra, I Did It My Way.
Lots of My Way references on the text.
210, Say Hello to Heaven from Temple of the Dog.
Hmm.
847, is this, I think it was a Toby Keith song. Heaven in Heaven There's No Beer. Is that Toby Keith? I think it is.
In Heaven There's No Beer.
Oh, there's got to be
beer.
Can you
sing more?
No, I don't know the song. I just know the title.
That's
I thought that was a Toby Keith song.
Toby Keith, I don't think.
Okay. Well, it's a song.
It sounds very Toby Keith.
It does sound. Yeah.
I'm with Steve on this. I would hedge my bets on Toby Keith.
This was my backup to Warren Zevon, Keep Me in Your Heart for a While. Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful World. Yeah.
It's a wonderful song. 630, Since It's Your Last Shift, Steve, Chelsea Dagger.
I'm seeing there's a polka called There's No Beer in Heaven There's No Beer.
Oh, maybe that's what they're talking about.
Could Frankie be. Yankovic.
Frankie Yankovic.
Oh, Yankovic. Yeah, Frankie.
I often confuse him and Toby Keith. 630, Spirit in the Sky from Norman Greenbaum.
I thought you said Wheel in the Sky by Journey. I'm like, yeah, now we're talking.
See the World by Gomez. Let Her Go by Passenger. Life Without You by Stevie Ray Vaughan, Me and God, Josh Turner, Amazing Grace, Bob O'Reilly, Till I Collapse by Eminem, Blessed by Brett Denon, Take Me Home, Country Roads, that'd be your John Denver. All of those, good suggestions, but here are three more of my favorites. We got a bunch of these. Said, what about the Beatles? Couple of Garth Brooks suggestions, Friends in Low Places and The Dance. The Dance is a great
song. This is the ultimate.
Dance,
yeah. Let It Be was the ultimate. That's a tearjerker.
Another multiple reference song also makes sense from Green Day. We do have that? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she did have that. Green Day, Time of Your Life from Seinfeld.
I thought it was Dookie. Or the
Yeah, and then Queen. Queen with Another One Bites the Dust. Yeah, yeah.
So. Another One Bites the Dust is a song that was popular when I was young, and my Aunt Susie had that album, and we would beg her to play it, but my sister and I called it Duster Buster, because we thought it was Another One Duster Buster.
Another One Duster Buster.
So my family calls it Duster Buster.
Like, I like that. Yeah, that's great.
I'm guessing it had a vacuum reference. You know, like
that's a different text question, right?
Now, are we able to pick songs that aren't like pop songs?
Sure. Yeah,
anything you want. I think if my serious one would probably be Ave Maria.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that was my mom's favorite song. Yeah,
very nice. Sort of reminds me, Dave Attell, very funny comedian, and Steve, we'll get your tease here in a second, but Dave Attell talking about how when you fall in love, everybody has a song. The first time that you're together intimately, everybody has a song. And he said, I remember my first girlfriend, here was mine. Da 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 da, because he was at the circus. And by the way, I cleaned that up significantly.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Well, I got me a fire, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Hey, it's the great Orion Samuelson. Where in the world are you today?
Well, good morning. I'm at WGN West, Scottsdale, Arizona. Temperature is 60 degrees, and it's been a rather cool winter so far in the desert. And let me start by saying happy birthday to Mary. Mm-hmm. And let me give you my song. It would be Gene Autry, and I'm back in the saddle again.
That's tremendous.
That's a good song.
I'm back in the saddle again. I sound just like him, don't I?
Thank you so much, Big O.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm doing okay, thank you. And, of course, Max is in New Orleans, where about 6,000 Farm Bureau members have gathered for their 100th annual convention. And yesterday, President Trump appeared on the speaker's platform. Second consecutive year he has done that, which has never happened in the 100-year history of the American Farm Bureau. He spent time talking about the need for security on the southern border. And, of course, anybody who farms or ranches on the border with Mexico in Texas or Arizona certainly applauded his thoughts on that, because they have been living with major challenges for many years with the illegals coming across the border onto their farms and ranches and destroying crops and destroying livestock. And so they're on his side on that one.
All right. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions about that, though, because all the media reports I've seen related to what's going on with the farmers with the shutdown is that because some payments aren't being made, they're really getting hurt. So his reception was still very strong.
Pretty strong. There were people who certainly raised the question about the government shutdown, and it slows a lot of things down. Critical reports, for example, that we were supposed to get last Friday, we don't have a date yet on when they'll be out, and that's what helps farmers make a lot of plans. So I would say on the border issue, no question about support. On the agricultural trade issue, a lot of questions about when we're going to get that thing straightened out. And he talked about the fact that, we run this tremendous trade deficit with China, and that we've got to do something about that to level that playing field. And they understand that. And, I think for the most part, He does get support, but a lot of questions as well about when are things going to start getting better.
And the farm sector is the perfect sector to discuss in regards to immigration, because there's so much immigrant labor that's needed to operate the farms to make sure we have food to eat. And the faster immigration reform takes place in all forms, the better off it's going to be for the farm community and the food supply and the rest of us.
Well, very true, because I think the border point at Yuma, Arizona, probably has more people crossing the border every day in the morning to come in and harvest the crops, because the Imperial Valley in California and Arizona, truly the lettuce producer of the nation at this time of the year, and thousands of workers come across the border and then go back across the border at night when they finish their work. So yes, that is a major issue, the overall immigration laws that we have really stymied farmers with. Even our farmers markets in Huntley, Illinois, Tom's Market. I've talked to Tom many times about what he has to go through to get migratory labor to work for him on his farm. And it's complicated and time-consuming and has rules that really don't make any sense anymore. So we've got a lot of work to do.
Market's open in 30 minutes. Before I let you go, any predictions on how the day will go?
On how the day will go, no. I quit predicting the market decades ago, I'll tell you. I stopped because I would always, at the end of the year, come up with my prediction on where the Dow would be at the end of the next year, and I gave up a long time ago on that. So
I vividly remember doing the afternoon show, or maybe it was a midday show, before I got fired in 2010. So this would have been 2008, 7, 9, somewhere in there. Or maybe it was all the way back to 5. Anyway, I vividly remember you talking about, Steve, I'm telling you, someday, and I mean someday soon, maybe even this year, the Dow's going to hit 14,000.
Yeah, right.
Now look at where we are.
I know.
It's not that long.
Yeah, and people tend to overlook that, I think, the tremendous advance we've seen in the economy, regardless of who's in the White House.
Yeah, since 2008.
It has just happened.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the day.
Have a good day.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than white I should.
Live to Channel 9. As far as you know, it's live. Is this live, Dean?
We recorded this last Thursday.
Ah, that's where they get you. Hey, speaking of recorded.
How about that inaugural yesterday?
How about what?
Inauguration, I think is what he meant, right?
Making a reference to something that happened yesterday, even though we recorded it last Thursday.
Yeah, right. I got it. Okay. Sorry, I was just one half step behind.
That was a little
behind.
Bit of a stretch on my part.
Half sorry, step behind,
Dean.
One to the right.
Steve is he's drunk on cookie cake for my birthday today. Oh, so Mary birthday. Made a delicious heart.
Yeah, nice
delicious.
Job by you, Mary Vanderbilt.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, very good.
Sorry,
nice.
I'm chewing right now.
See, everybody's chewing and eating. So anyway, if you want to see a picture of that cookie cake, you
yeah.
Can
well, listen, you shouldn't have to promote this, so let me promote it for you. Mary, is the gallery up?
The gallery is up.
It's a gallery of your birthday pictures?
Yes, the festivities are documented at WGNRadio.com.
What about Mark Carman's engagement gallery?
Those are also at WGNRadio.com. So
those were very nice pictures. I saw those yesterday.
You know what else you can find online? You can find all the Steve Cochran podcasts. Dean will be a future guest on one of those, by the way. And I haven't asked him yet, but he is.
This is how I got roped into the New Year's Eve show.
So I was talking to Walter Jacobson yesterday.
Oh.
And did the
Skippy?
First... Yeah, the first of a series with him, because you can't cover Walter's life in one 30-minute podcast.
That's true.
And he told a couple of great stories about, you know, he and Bill Curtis. And first off, I didn't know they got arrested in Vegas. That was a surprise. But no, really really interesting stories. Anyway, check that out, too. Where do we find the podcast, the Steve Cochran podcast?
At WGNRadio.com/Cochran Show.
And these are not just the podcasts from the show. This is an additional off-air-only thing I do, longer-form interviews.
You can also find that at the WGN Radio app. If you go under podcast and click on Steve Cochran Show, they are there as well. Very easy to listen on our app. It's also easy to stream on our app because, like, if you're in an area, when I come downtown in the building, sometimes affect the AM signal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening on my phone, so it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter. Nope, doesn't matter. Dean,
that's a lot of listening.
The text question of the day is, what song do you want to hear right before you die?
Oh, wow.
Getting a lot of, there's just great answers. Here's one that I didn't see coming. This is the great Sam Smith.
I don't want to be here if I can't be with you tonight. Oh, lay me down tonight.
For a tall, pasty white boy from London, he can sing. We've gotten, as I said, great responses. We'll go through more of these. That's not yours?
That would not be
mine. Do you have one?
I can't think of one offhand, but it wouldn't be that one.
Okay, so you'd rather go with that your choice sucks? That's how you're going to go through this?
When you do your list of songs that make you want to die, then maybe that one.
My Way came up a lot, no surprise. Let It Be came up a lot, no surprise.
You can see Let It Be. Winding Road. I don't know if I would want that, but that seems appropriate.
Wish You Were Here. That's one. Centuries by Fall Out Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Several of those on the way. But while you think of yours, what else is going to be talked about when we come back for the entertainment stuff? Moron Entertainment.
We had a big showbiz death announced this morning. The legendary Carol Channing. Steve and I, in our usual very reverent sort of way,
we'll pay tribute.
We'll pay lovely tribute.
And don't act like we weren't involved in a love triangle with Carol Channing just a few years ago.
And when the lights turned off, Steve couldn't tell my voice from hers.
Apparently the memorial has already begun. That and other things in a second, but that's actually not bad.
We may know one of the headliners of Lollapalooza also.
Okay. All right. And you'll have your choice of the song you want to die to.
And the choice I want to die to.
Okay. And you'll criticize other people's choices as well when we come back.
I will.
You'll be calling his name.
This is the show business way. We come back from a segment. Did I mention this? Dean's at Channel 9. Good morning, Dean.
This should be the song that they play when I die.
Top man, pro.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
To the man, because he's always ready. East Coast to the West Coast.
I think it depends on how I got it. If I'm dying peacefully.
Well, let's see if you want to criticize another listener choice here before you go any further.
Yep.
This is from the 815. How do you feel about Simon and Garfunkel?
Depends which song.
Well, Simon and Garfunkel. That one, Brady.
Oh, Steve was such a nice man. I miss him so much.
Don't you think Homeward Bound would have been better?
Are you joining Dean in on the heckling, the choices of
Eastbound
death songs?
And down?
Not
too
dumb. Eastbound
and down. Oh, I like
that's
that.
That's there you go.
Homeward. That's for your redneck funeral.
The sounds of silence.
Would you like something a little more modern, possibly?
A peppy? Yeah, sure.
Something a little more upbeat. What about The Clash?
Come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
I like this one.
Should I stay or should I go now?
And anybody that's in line in your will is going, go. Let me make the choice for you.
During the break, I thought of Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Wow.
I'm not planning on going solo.
You'd be the only one to choose a Wham song so far. I know that's a shock.
What about that Eric Clapton song, Tears in Heaven?
Oh, there you go.
That would be
there
nice.
There you go. Did you hear my choice earlier?
I did not.
Warren Zevon, mm-hmm. Keep Me in Your Heart.
Oh, that's nice. Lovely. That's a nice choice.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's talk. Lollapalooza, who's coming?
They're saying, sources say, that Ariana Grande will be one of the headliners. Now, Lollapalooza has not confirmed this, nor has the Ariana Grande people. Which you'd think you'd have to have one side or the other to confirm this.
But this is a good source you've heard from?
It's a good source. Even the national news sources, Variety magazine, and some others are saying that they have it on good authority that Ariana Grande will be one of the headliners.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Didn't Lollapalooza song start out as something maybe a little alternative?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a celebration of alternative culture.
We're getting close to having Mannheim Steamroller play Lollapalooza.
And it's not just Ariana Grande, because they've done this for a couple years now. Bruno Mars last year, some other pop sensations. And it's just, I think that it's, as a longtime Lollapalooza patron, it doesn't feel right, but that's the new game.
Do you bury your booze in the lawn like a week ahead of time?
I jump fence. I'm a fence jumper.
Last week.
I'm a fence jumper. Dean and I.
Dean's my favorite vision, Dean, of you all year long is that super hot day where Lollapalooza is about to open.
God, I love that.
And so you're out there 5 hours early talking to people in line.
Yeah, there's not even anybody out there then. It's... It's 95 degrees humidity, and also 95%. And I'm outside, already gone through like 3 or 4 changes of clothing because I've sweat like a pig talking to anybody. It's my favorite day of the year, without a doubt. the first day of Lollapalooza. And I agree with Justin. I've talked to Perry Farrell, the founder of Lollapalooza, many times about this very thing. And he said that, you know, music tastes are changing. It started off as an alternative fest, and that's still there. The threat of it's still there.
Yeah, right.
Lots of us, you know, our jaws dropped when he added electronic dance music to the Perry stage with nothing but dance music, which, you know, I think couldn't be more anti-alternative music.
Well, it's surprising to me. I just got a note that Hanson is possibly headlining.
We slipped you that note. Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
They're too busy having kids.
Is that right?
One of them just had number 6. I think that's Zach one.
He's racing Chris Stapleton, I think.
Is he having more Hansons?
Yeah, there's a lot of Hansons.
Creating a smaller group? A
lot of good hair in that group.
You do have good hair in that group.
Cute kids.
Carol Channing?
Carol Channing passed away of natural causes at her home in Rancho Mirage, California.
97. 97, wow.
97 years old.
It's a heck of a run, man.
3 Tony Awards, nominated for several Oscars.
Mostly known for what?
For Hello, Dolly.
Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
No, I just...
It's your birthday. You can interrupt.
Is that area where she passed away, right where Dave Ennett has the timeshare in Cucamonga?
It actually is.
Well, Rancho Cucamonga is near San Bernardino.
That's where your timeshare is.
Yeah, Rancho Mirage, I think, is closer to the coast, isn't it, Dean?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Stand by later, though, when Dean does L.A. area geography. You'll do that later.
He's in the real estate biz.
That's a new feature on my Sunday show. We focus on an area of geography every week.
Am I the only one that didn't know Steven Spielberg was remaking West Side Story?
Yes,
am I the only one?
Yes, you were. Hmm. Did you know that Rita Moreno was going to be in it? She was in the original movie.
So great.
Yeah.
She is so great.
She's going to be in it. Ansel Elgort. The young actor from Fault in Our Stars and Baby Driver and Virgin movie.
It's great.
He's going to be Tony in it. And now this 17-year-old high school student who is a fanatic about Broadway musicals. She has a YouTube page of her singing Broadway musicals, mostly in the bathroom and the living room. You know, she loves Broadway music and show tunes. And Steven
Spielberg. She's never performed.
She's performed on high school stages.
But never professionally.
Never professionally. Steven Spielberg interviewed, auditioned 30,000 people to find somebody to play the role.
Wait. 30,000?
That's what I'm told.
Never going to get the movie made.
Well, I mean, they're done with the process now, but.
Well, but he's tired.
He's exhausted.
Dean, have you seen Rita lately? Like, is she still kicking it?
Oh, she's fantastic. Yeah, she's so full of energy. We interviewed her not long ago because she's part of that remake of One Day at a Time that's on Netflix. She is still full of vim and vigor and energy. She's fantastic. But this young girl, imagine this. You're a 17-year-old high school student. And you get picked by Steven Spielberg for the starring role in his next movie, West Side Story, that'll be out next year. She's Rachel Zegler, is her name, New Jersey High School. Very attractive and unbelievable voice. Beautiful, beautiful.
Reminds me of when I was picked to be Luke Skywalker.
Right, you turned it down.
I turned it down because I had football.
Yeah, I had football. I can't make it.
Can we do it some other time? It's football season.
I will say she's got a beautiful voice. She's a very beautiful young lady. But in her videos, I watch many of her videos. Her parents have beautiful bathroom fixtures.
Do you feel creepy at all when you're watching them?
Or
you're
looking just at her in the bathroom?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
I did a little bit.
R. Kelly can't get records made anymore?
RCA Records, his record company, says that they're halting production of anything having to do with R. Kelly right now until all of these sexual allegations are resolved. In the meantime, Chance the Rapper has pulled the collaboration that he did with him back in 2015. He's pulled it off of streaming services. And who would think that R. Kelly and Celine Dion would have done a collaboration, but they did. And she's pulling that off of her streaming
services. She's way too old for him.
I'm guessing that's a song, Somewhere in Paradise, which
it's
is
a holiday. It's called Holiday Song.
That's the, but the Chance one is Somewhere in Paradise.
It is Somewhere
in Paradise. R. Kelly came out on Saturday Night Live for that performance at one point.
If only we knew what we knew.
Well, sadly, I think that we did know.
We did. That's
nobody
the point.
Paid attention.
That's the point. Perry Mason's coming to HBO. Speaking of remix,
Matthew Rhys. Do you know the actor Rhys from The Americans? He's going to be the new Perry Mason. Only this is going to be set in the 30s. It's going to be kind of an origin story of how Perry Mason became the relentless lawyer that we know.
Possibly interesting, I should say.
As from, you know, from television.
Lady Gaga left the Critics' Choice Awards early?
She won two Critics' Choice Awards on Sunday, but didn't stay for any of the after parties.
Why?
She has she owns a horse named Arabella, and I guess the horse is dying, and she wanted to go back and be with the horse.
No. And what's the Hugh Grant story?
Well, you must have had your car broken into, or you know, some kind of like minor theft, and usually you're kind of mad about the whole thing.
Sure, of course.
This is what Hugh Grant did when somebody broke into his car and stole things out of his car. He tweeted out a very polite response, asking for the things back, saying, "In the unlikely chance that anyone knows who broke into my car tonight and stole my bag, please try to persuade them to at least return my script. There are many weeks' worth of notes and ideas there, and perhaps my children's medical cards."
Wow. Wow. So he's looking for the good-hearted car burglar. So
he's looking, he's being very good-hearted, and he's hoping that some scumbag somewhere will go, "Oh, I didn't realize that those things meant something to someone else before I stole them.
Yeah.
Let me return them to, let me properly return them to him."
How about Happy Trails? You like that for you?
The Roy was it Roy Rogers?
Yeah, Dale Evans. Born to Run.
Till we meet again.
Highway to Hell. I'm trying to throw your offers here.
Yeah, no, not. How about that Green Day song? I hope you had the time of your life. What Green was that? Day. Good Riddance.
A good one.
Is that called Good Riddance?
Yeah, Good Riddance. Yeah.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end, it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
On an upbeat note.
There you go. And
it's a really good one.
Yeah. Green Day was going to do Lollapalooza, but Hanson took their spot. So, thank you, buddy. Take care of yourself, really. Take some meds.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice.
8:43, Jeremy Colleton joins us. Jeremy Colleton, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. You know, it's not just a restaurant. It's a way of life. By the way, Sandberg's birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
We had the tradition for years that we would pass the Hooters gift card along to whoever was celebrating their birthday. We haven't seen it since you last had it, did
No, it was not me. It was not me. I believe it was somebody else on the morning show.
There's a texter that accused Kevin Powell of taking it. So.
Well, Kevin did, and then we got another one.
Yeah.
Which isn't the way it's supposed to work. You're supposed to pass it on.
Supposed to rotate the Hooters gift card.
But I have.
I would never do that to you guys.
You never even got your hands on it.
You know, the first person to deny it is usually the guilty party.
That is true.
I've just never seen it. I don't know what it looks
but
like.
But Capricorns are the best. People born in January are the best, as our next guest, right?
Is he a January?
Yeah, yesterday was his birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. What a terrible birthday present last night's game was, Coach.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, Mary. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Well, I meant for you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, the guys owed you one.
Yeah.
All right, so first off, happy birthday. Sorry we missed it. I hope you get to celebrate with a win with the next one up. But we got to start with last night. What happened? Is that just a one bad night? Let's forget about it and move on?
Yeah, well, we hope so. Should be. I think that's not the standard that we've been used to getting. And I think that we can use it as a learning experience. That's it's never going to be good enough, you know.
And to see how well Kaner and Taves and DeBrincat keep playing, it's just so hard to figure this season out.
Yeah. Well, I think we've shown, like, we got the power plays going, and we know we're going to create offense from that. And we have some players who are finding ways to produce every night. So the rest of the group, you know, at worst, let's just play 0-0. You know, let's find a way to be good defensively and compete hard in our end, and then that's going to be good enough to win. And I think we've been on that path in some of the previous games. We just got to get back to that next game.
There was a thing at the end of the game which I thought was good. Now, I'm not by in any way advocating bring back the Broad Street bullies and the brawling, but sometimes a good haymaker or two, or a guy going after another guy in the other team after he's asked for it for a while, sort of wakes the guys up. How'd you feel about that scrum at the end of the game?
Yeah, we showed some life, showed some jam, and that is a positive. Obviously, that's not the way the game is anymore, but we can have that jam and compete and stick together quality for 60 minutes. You know, let's get engaged. Let's get through guys when you have the chance. Play with that energy and edge, and I think then the results will be a little better for us.
Is that what you look for from, and you've got some guys who have just joined you here the last couple of weeks, Kajula being one of them. Is that what you look for from guys who, maybe they're trying to make an impression on you too, right? So are you evaluating them and saying, okay, that's he's bringing a positive there to the ice for us?
Well, I think that is part of what Kajula brings. He gets his nose dirty. He's not afraid of contact. He gets in the battles, and he wins more than his share. And when you bring that quality, a lot of times when you're on the ice, your team has the puck. And more of that, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Jeremy, can you tell yet, because during this last stretch of games here, since the win in Pittsburgh, you've lost some tough games. There have been some overtime games. Last night was a little bit different story because you get down by 5 goals. But can you tell how this team reacts after a game like that and whether they carry it with them?
Well, I think we have responded when we've had a tough night in the past. Now, I haven't been with this group for an extremely long time, so I'm still learning them. But I think we have shown that we'll respond. And so that's a positive, you know, and that bodes well for the next one here in New York. But that's something we want to continue to. We're not going to have two efforts like that in a row. And actually, I hope we don't see another one for a very long time.
Jeremy, was Connor Murphy okay after he fell into the bench? Okay. That was crazy.
I haven't heard anything that there's an issue there. He seemed healthy. He finished the game. Saw him in the hotel. He looked fine. So I don't think it's a problem.
It's always scary when you see that happen. I have a question. When you switch goalies mid-game, even if it's not their fault to getting the scored on, is it more? Are you doing it more for the goalie's sake or for the team's sake?
I think it's a combination. You know, every situation, every decision is different, but. Last night we weren't playing very well, and it was not fair to leave him in any longer. You know, he suffered enough. Obviously, I don't think it was his best game, but he wasn't getting any help, and so that's we try to switch it up, and hopefully the team responds. And I think not every decision is the same, but a lot of times it's some combination of that.
You get chatter on the bench on a night like that? I mean, I know Taves is the captain. I know he gets after the guys, but is there much chatter on the bench, or is that safe for the dressing room?
No, yeah, there is. There's some peer pressure and guys talking about what we need to do to to get better. But we just, you know, we didn't have what we needed last night, and so that's the challenge. Is to, you know, ideally you figure it out early in the game and you find a way to snap out of it. We just couldn't do it.
You just got to get on a run, man. I mean, this team's got the talent to get on a run. By the way, Drake was on the show with us the other day. What a good kid he is.
Yeah, he is. He's got some personality. You see that in his play. Plays hard, plays for the team. So we're really happy to have him.
So did you guys stay in New York or did you come home? Because I know you got the Rangers on Thursday.
Yeah, no, we're staying in New York. We have a day off today, and then we'll practice tomorrow and get ready to go.
So what are they doing for your birthday? Are they taking you out anywhere?
I don't know. I haven't heard yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, they ought to do something for you. Sure, buy an expensive New York steak.
Need to know basis.
Yeah. Well, you don't need another surprise. You had one last night. So let's get some good going for your birthday. Enjoy your time in New York. Go get one on the Rangers, and we'll see you Sunday against the Caps.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thanks. Coach Jeremy Colleton, sponsored by Hooters, the missing gift card.
That would have been a perfect gift for him for his birthday.
The Hooters gift card.
Maybe someone gave it to me. He has it.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah.
Well,
we got to ask.
We know the Hawks defense didn't steal it. Huh? Yeah, I can tell you that. Come on, boys. I know you got it in you.
You've been voted number one at everything. No matter what you do, you seem to be number one. I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired because you're doing too well. So I'll just say you're hired. You have a long way to go. Happy birthday.
Yeah, nice of the president to say happy birthday to Sandberg.
That is so nice. If he wants, he can go to WGNradio.com, check out the photo gallery of the birthday festivities, or the WGN Radio Facebook page, and Steve Cochran Show Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I appreciate the plugs, but I do think you're running some sort of wedding photography thing on the side, because...
Mark Harmon's engagement gallery, also on WGNRadio.com.
Awfully excited about the photography.
It went instantly to the popular section.
I have to say, there's always this love-hate affair with visuals and radio. But Mary makes it so palatable when you go to the website and you see all the things that what we look like, what we're eating, how we're doing. It's great. So I actually love it. It's a fun way to interact with different audiences.
Yeah, you get to see a thing you don't usually see. Why, Justin is really sucking up to me right now.
Yeah, because it's your birthday.
It's your birthday,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's good call.
No, she actually does it. There have been many meetings where like, this would be a good thing to do. And we're all like, yeah.
That's the thing. You nailed it. Here's how meetings go here. It's a great idea. Everybody leaves. Nobody does it.
No, Mary does.
I'm talking about the meetings.
The other meeting part. But yeah. And there's a new photo Dave and I just took a birthday photo, so that has been added to the gallery.
Thank you. I was feeling left out.
I was going to say, did that come after Dave whined about not being
in the
gallery?
Whine. I would not just, say, you know when I whine, Steve. That was not a whine. And by the way, I was wrong about Rancho Mirage. It is not near the coast. It is near Palm Springs.
Well, thank God you cleared that up for our California listeners.
Just the people who were waiting.
Or those in L.A. driving around trying to find it.
From a half hour ago.
It's 8:57, and one other quick sports note for you golf fans. This weekend at Pebble Beach, 2 weeks, I guess, away at Pebble Beach, there's a golfer from the Asian Tours. I think it's a Korean Tour. He's going to be playing at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. You got to see this guy swing. Ho Sung Choi. It is the worst professional golf swing I have ever seen, and it's not close. And he's become an internet sensation because he looks like a 40 handicapper, and he's playing professional golf. Ho Sung Choi. There's your golf homework for the day.
He does like a little spinner move. That's
and he
how
kicks
I
his leg up.
If we ever go to Top Golf and Justin comes, I imagine that's how Justin will do hit
possible.
The ball.
Yeah. The Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Steve's there next.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
I see you. Bill Barr, former Attorney General, late in the George W. Bush administration, has been nominated for Attorney General and is being grilled on Capitol Hill now in one of these circle. Senate confirmation hearings.
You've been doing play-by-play of that confirmation hearing all morning.
This is so frustrating.
You saw somebody pick their nose already.
That was Orrin Hatch.
Orrin Hatch, yeah.
It's just so frustrating to see both parties just grandstand and try to find stuff for their website and not ask any legitimate questions and then grill the people that should be asked legitimate questions. I mean, 90% of these Senate confirmation hearings from both parties are just BS. Having said that, it's on. Hey, the good news is Anthony Scaramucci has work. Anthony Scaramucci, He of the 15-day run is the comms director for the Trump White House. Anthony Scaramucci is part of, any guesses? What TV show would Anthony Scaramucci be a part of? Probably a forum or round table on one of your news networks talking about the big issues of the day.
The Nation, something like
that. It has to be a joke, something.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, see, well, there you go.
Strong. Celebrity Big
Brother. That's exactly who I want to see on a cast list of a Celebrity Big Brother. Yeah. You had questions, Steve, earlier last week. Uh-huh. What is celebrity? You were curious before we knew any names. That's exactly the kind of celebrity.
Well, look at the people he's teamed with. Ryan Lochte, he of the IP'd at the gas station during the Olympics.
That's another perfect one.
Cato Kaelin, the ultimate hanger-on. Wow. Dina Lohan, the woman that ruined Lindsay Lohan. Mean Girls actor Jonathan Bennett, who I've never heard of. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Candy Burris. Do you know her? I don't know her. Tamar Braxton.
Yeah.
Is that Toni Braxton's sister?
Yes.
Okay.
I say that so...
You know, it's
that would set to not sound very firmly confident. She's part of the Braxton family, I believe.
Olympian Lolo Jones. WWE star Natalie Eva Marie. It's just like,
are you making names up?
Really, it's what it sounds like.
And Jonathan, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and one of these will emerge to be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, Jonathan Bennett. Oh, that's a good point. He's Aaron Samuelson from Mean Girls.
Yes,
he's the
comedian the Tom
heartthrob.
Comedian Tom Green, who hasn't been seen from in years, former NFL running back and pot aficionado Ricky Williams, and actor Joey Lawrence,
who once married Mike Ditka. Remember the picture with Ricky Williams
in New Orleans? Yeah. So there you go. There are 412 people that want to be the next mayor of Chicago. One of them is LaShawn Ford. LaShawn joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Ford.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I wish I was in the studio with you.
Yeah, what happened to you? You were supposed to be here today. Did you hit traffic?
Yeah. You know what? Yes.
All right. Well, let's take that. Let's just say it was traffic. Yes. I know you got reelected in the 8th. Is this 6 times now?
It would be this would be the 7th time that I would be elected.
Why would you give up the glory of Springfield for City Hall in Chicago?
You know what? I would give up the glory of Springfield if I could go to be the mayor of the city of Chicago to make it better for the South and West Sides and all the people of the city of Chicago. I mean, the city is broken without a doubt in certain areas, and I'm ready to tackle and help put the pieces back together.
Representative Ford, it's interesting, too, because you just put out a press release about a plan for the youth of Chicago. You come from the west side of Chicago. There's a lot that has plagued the west side, especially when it comes to youth and finding employment, but also keeping them off the streets. How do you intend to do that? How do you intend to deal with issues as big as Chicago violence?
You know, that really, I'm very happy that you asked that because, you know, yesterday Ward was sentenced to 84 years in prison and for killing Hadil Pendleton.
Yeah.
And now we're about to get a sentence of a Chicago police officer for killing Laquan McDonald. Most recently, we've seen a 19-year-old being shot by a conceal and carry woman that was standing on the bus stop. You have a rash of violence with teens at the mall, at the water tower. You have people terrorizing folks on CTA, red, blue, green lines. And that is a cry for help. We can no longer ignore the fact that these black kids in the city of Chicago have been neglected as it relates to a quality education on the South and West Sides. We have to make sure we go directly to the problem and turn City Hall and CPS upside down and meet the needs of the young people, making sure that they have access to early childhood education, making sure that they have a high-quality high school and elementary, and connecting them to a trade so that they can have dignity and have pride in life. When we do that type of government, we know that people will walk around differently and the city will grow and it will become less violent. I'm ready to make sure that we take care of individuals. And the other part, drugs. Mm-hmm. Drugs on the west and south sides of Chicago is driving a lot of this violence with teenagers. They're taking pills. They're doing lots of different things that's causing them to act out in ways that we've never seen before. So a strong mental and behavioral health is imperative to this problem.
Representative, there's two issues, and of course, when we talk about crime, and we can talk about police reform, but I want to talk about education, because we saw the city of Chicago historically close a record number of schools in the last decade, but also we've seen a system in which the neighborhood school is secondary to selective enrollment, to lottery, to other ways that they've strategized education in public schools. Are you looking to change that? Is that the concept that you're looking for when you talk about bringing neighborhood schools back?
Well, you know, different neighborhoods have different needs. So we have to make sure that we work with Springfield, work with Washington. As mayor, there's no reason for the city of Chicago to advertise that we have high-quality schools that you have to have a lottery to get into. Every neighborhood school should be high-quality. It's a travesty for the city of Chicago to go on record knowing and telling families that we know that certain schools are going to meet the needs of children and it's going to give them a fair shot at opportunities and success in life. So we're going to work with the federal government, we're going to work with Springfield, and we're going to work with the taxpayers of Chicago to make sure that every neighborhood school meets the needs of their communities.
Talking with LaShawn Ford from the 8th District of Illinois, wants to be the next mayor of Chicago. All right, look, let's accept some facts here. You can't win the mayor's job in Chicago without the black vote. You also can't win the mayor's job in Chicago without a significant portion of the white vote. Let's assume you will be the majority black vote winner. How do you get the white folks?
Well, I think that voters, whether they're white, black, or brown, are smart, and they will vote for a person that they see that have a real vision for the city to bring inclusion in the economy for families, to make sure that we have someone that's going to be knowledgeable about how we're going to turn the Chicago Police Department around and make sure that the Chicago Police Department becomes friends of the community. For instance, we need to make sure that the Chicago Police Department is not just a police department, but a resource center within the station. We need to make sure we have diversion in the police department so that if a person comes in that's homeless, they're going to be diverted to care. If a person comes in with mental health problems, they're going to be diverted to care and not the Cook County Jail. So voters in Chicago have been known to vote for people that they have a confidence in, and my goal is to go after voters that's going to listen and find the qualities that they're looking for the next mayor. And I'm confident that people, if I'm heard, that I could connect with people and we could win and be in the runoff.
Well, I hope you're right. It sounds a little idealistic for a guy that's been in Springfield for 12 years, but I hope you're right. Now, what about money? Where are you going to get enough to run?
Well, I think that, you know, of course, we all know about the five loaves and two fish. There's no way we can even compete with a Daley's war chest. His war chest is possible because of the people in Chicago elected his brother to be the mayor for all those years. There's no way Daley's would be as wealthy as they are if it wasn't for the taxpayers in the city of Chicago. The taxpayers should be tired of that, and they should make sure that they destroy any of this type of cronyism that's going on in the city of Chicago and elect a common man or woman to the office as mayor. The common man that's going to roll up their sleeves is me. I'm going to be the mayor that's going to go into neighborhoods. I'm going to be the mayor that's going to help heal the city of Chicago and bring us together, every neighborhood, and that's very possible.
There's, you know, if you look at your bio, right at the top, you talk about, you know, born to an unwed teenage mother in Cabrini Green. You never knew your father, adopted by your grandmother. You know, how does that story resonate with the Chicago voter?
You know, that's the common thread of the city of Chicago. What people in general believe, they believe that black people are the only ones hurting in the city of Chicago. This city of Chicago has inflicted pain on whites, blacks, and everyone. And so
my story as a young man growing up and born in Cabrini on the west side with the struggles is the struggle of Chicago. Chicago neighborhood struggle. And what we're going to show is that not only have I been in a situation where I was adopted by my grandmother because my mother was addicted to substance and she's still addicted to that, and we're working through that as a family. So my story is a Chicago story. Black people, white people, brown people all have struggles, and we have to have someone that could really understand those to help the city move forward. You know, I was forced to, be raised and by my grandmother because I never knew my father. And that is something that I had to overcome because it's not easy growing up in the city of Chicago without a father.
Okay, Representative Ford, you look into your background, and it was a highly publicized piece or news a couple years back where you were indicted for some dealings that turned into tax. I think it was tax evasion what it came down to. A lot of times, those issues will end a political career, not necessarily have you aspiring for a higher office. What do you say to voters who are going to do some digging on you, and what do you say about your past discretions and how that relates to the office that you want?
Well, that's a great, and I deal with that, and I'm happy to deal with that, because in Chicago there are thousands of people that have been struggling with the criminal justice system, the injustice that have been inflicted upon them. I was charged with 17 counts of fraud for bank fraud, and ultimately I was offered several plea deals. I fought the justice system, and they ultimately dropped all 17 counts. Now, there are a lot of people in the city of Chicago that have had to take plea deals because they didn't have the strength, they didn't have the finances to fight it. I fought it, and I was able to win. Ultimately, what happened, I didn't get charged with a tax evasion. What they charged with was a failure I underpaid my taxes by $3,700. Underpaid my taxes by $3,700. Not that I didn't file my taxes, but that I underpaid. Normally, if someone underpays, you get a tax bill. And so I got charged with underpaying, giving the feds the ability to drop 17 counts of bank fraud that cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars. But because I was able to fight it, I come out better equipped to help the city of Chicago and the injustices in the police department, in our prosecution office. You know, we have to change the way we deal with families in the city of Chicago. So there's a truth to the fact that when I gave the $3,700 to the federal government, I got a check back to me saying that I did not owe that.
Well,
and
that's,
so there's a lot to be said about this whole thing.
That's why I want to give you a chance to, or we want to give you a chance to, talk about it. Listen, I can't find a website for your campaign. Where do people go for information?
Oh, FordForChicago.com.
All right.
FordForChicago.com.
Well, it's complicated. How could I find that? FordForChicago.com. All right. Appreciate your time. I wish you luck.
God, thank you so much.
There you
Thanks,
go.
Representative.
LaShawn Ford, LaShawn K. Ford, 8th.
He brings up an interesting point about having being equipped to help families because of his upbringing, and then that tax thing in particular, a lot of people struggle with that, and nobody understands. There's people that work in taxes that don't understand those kinds of things and how there can be technicalities.
You know, and it becomes just a headline or a story, just like you're mentioning what it is, and to hear him explain it, I wonder if that could resonate with Chicago voters, especially voters in the African-American communities that feel that the criminal justice system is fair to one and unfair to another.
Yeah, the only difference is he's got to tell the story faster. A million suggestions coming in. What song do you want to hear before you die?
And the idea being that you're on a deathbed, like it's the last thing you're going to hear.
Last song.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you could leave it in your instructions to have it played at memorial service as well.
And every
but
day.
But this is the song that gives you peace
right.
as you head to the afterworld, whatever that is to you. God only knows. That seems right. 440. Anything by Led Zeppelin. 815. This is perfect. I'm so glad we had this time together just to have a laugh and sing a song. Seems we just get started, and before you know it, comes a time we have to say so long.
Who sings that?
Carol Burnett.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. You know, there's a Hee-Haw song that I might recommend. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. How about that? Sweet, huh?
That's nice sentiment.
Sweet. That was good.
847, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen. I'm not a German. Auf Wiedersehen, good night. Yeah. What is it, Mary Van?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Thanks. Auf Wiedersehen. He played for the Cubs, right?
Auf Fonseca.
6-3-0, when I'm on my deathbed, I would like It's a Small World, after all, to play repeatedly yeah. until I die, just to annoy all my friends and family.
And then the rest of the room will die with you.
847, we got a bunch of suggestions from you, too, including Beautiful Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I personally would like to hear you two with B.B. King doing When Love Comes to Town. 331, Ella Fitzgerald, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Well, that's the whole point of the memorial service.
I haven't. One thing at your memorial, you're going to have your head stuffed, right? Didn't we decide that?
Well, we talked about it, but we didn't know what the material would be.
Okay. Paper mache. It could be paper mache.
A paper mache.
A paper mache head?
Or a chia pet.
The Minnesota State Fair, they made my head out of cheese, and then we used it to dip crackers into it.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
What about one of those big butter heads? Big butter.
Well, that was the deal. They carved your bust either in cheese or butter. And in my case, they went with a nice cheddar.
Cheddar.
Mm. My kids love butter. They just eat butter right out of the packets. They would gnaw right on your head. Uncle Steve's head. Chomping on down.
I'm so glad he's gone. This is delicious. Yeah. 630, What I Did for Love from A Chorus Line. 708, Carry On My Wayward Son. 847, Before I Go by John Hyatt.
It's a long song, too.
A bunch of people recommended My Pal Dennis DeYoung and Styx doing Come Sail Away. Anything by Grateful Dead. The Doors, When the Music's Over.
What about The Doors, The End?
Oh, that seems right, too. Mm-hmm. It's Over by Roy Orbison. Into the Mystic, I mentioned earlier, from Van Morrison. It's Your World Now from Glenn Frey and the Eagles. And Happy by Pharrell. Don't Worry, Be Happy as well from Bobby McFerrin is also with us.
I'd have a tough time not worrying at that moment.
Don't worry. You're dead now. headlines next. WGF.
Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
If you don't find your kids funny, you're not paying attention. My son has said some of the most amazing things when he was a kid. I wrote down about three of them. So I've made an effort to write down the stuff Abigail Grace says. Amy was very funny as well, but, you know, we didn't have pens then. And Dave, I don't know about you with your kids. Did you write down the funny stuff they said?
I videoed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. But now you got to go through all the video.
Well, that's, you're actually helping me with that.
Well, there you go. James Breakwell's here. Exploding Unicorn is where you follow him on Twitter. Is that the website too, James? And welcome, by the way.
Yeah, it's explodingunicorn.com. And yeah, thank you for having me.
Nice to have you here. And a brand new book called
Bare Minimum Parenting, The Ultimate Guide to Not Quite Ruining Your Child.
I love this.
The tweets, your Twitter site, or your Twitter feed, I should say, is very popular. And one of the reasons is you dialogue a lot. For instance, 6-year-old, do dragons fart fire? Me? I don't know. 6-year-old, I thought you went to college. yesterday, I don't know if your kids do this to you, but I told this story earlier. Yesterday, Monday afternoons, I spent with my only grandchild, my 3-year-old Abigail Grace, and she said, Pops, are you going to come to my birthday when I'm 4? And I said, of course, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Are you going to be there? And she went, no. Because that's what kids do. They just say what comes to mind, and that's almost always funny.
It is.
So do they get paid?
I give them an allowance.
Do they know it's because they're contributing to your well-being, and that's why they get the allowance, or is the allowance just the standard?
It's all it's a group effort, so we're all in this together.
How old's your oldest?
8.
Well, at some point, that 8-year-old's going to be old enough to go, seriously, Dad? All this on my back? Where's mine?
Yeah, but they kind of have a skewed concept of how the internet works. Like, I'm big on Twitter. I have over 1 million followers there, and it means nothing to them. Absolutely nothing. But YouTube is huge to kids. They'll sit there all day and watch kids open boxes and play with toys that my kids actually already own. But one day, there was some big YouTube site that that read some of my tweets. Like, Dad, you're on the internet. I'm like, I live on the internet. That's where I make a living.
Right.
It doesn't count until it's on YouTube.
You've made it on YouTube.
Their internet, right?
But when your 8-year-old is a 14-year-old, and they look and see that you put one of their sassy comments up, you know, that you might get a little pushback.
Oh, they're into it. They'll because, you know, kids want attention, and they see me to get to the phone. They're like, Dad, take a picture of me doing this. It's like, what are you doing? This. And they're just standing there. They just, to them, they like it. So
it's clean and it's simple, right? Yeah, it's like, here's another one. Your 4-year-old, you sound like a triceratops. You, what's a triceratops sound like? Your 4-year-old. You.
Yeah.
We just had this discussion. It sounds like you.
James, I'm interested because there's such a cottage industry around parenting books. We see bloggers and others who will step up and say, here's how we do it in our household. This is almost trying to attain this perfection. Is this book antithetical to that, or is it a parody of those kind of books?
It's kind of the antithetical to that. When I went into this, I looked at all these other parenting books, and we've got libraries and libraries of books of people, and they feel like they have to read them or they're a bad parent. But now that parents are reading all these books, like, are kids today better than they were before the parent book ever era? I don't think so. I don't think you can draw a line between good behavior or better human beings. So I kind of went at it from the opposite angle. I thought, if none of this makes a difference anyway, if overachieving and going above and beyond doesn't make you have a better kid, what's the least you can do to still turn out a decent human being? And it started out as a joke. I thought this would be a really funny idea for a book. And there's no research in it. It's jokes and anecdotes and things like that. But by the end of it, I kind of accidentally proved a point. I got to the end. I thought, you know what? I think you'll be better off if you're a more laid back parent, if you take it easy and you don't go and do all these crazy overachieving things that just, you know, put so much pressure on
your kid. Doesn't have to be signed up for everything.
Yes.
You don't have to go to every event. You don't have to spend 8 hours on a Saturday and then 8 more on a Sunday because the travel baseball team is playing in Toledo. It just doesn't have to work that way.
Travel teams are one of my biggest pet peeves. Basically, how I wrote this book is every time I saw some other parent do something crazy, that was a new chapter. I mean, this book kind of wrote itself. And there was a parent I ran into, and they're like, oh yeah, we're going to go fly across the country to this volleyball tournament and get some hotel rooms and do this, and hopefully my kids will get a scholarship to college. It's like, if you just save the money you're spending to fly across the country,
you can
send your kids to college.
Right.
This is crazy.
The book, again, is called Bare Minimum Parenting. Get it everywhere. Get 2 copies. You're careless. You'll lose the first one. Stick around a second. James Breakwell, more in a moment.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks again to our friends, at Apt Electronics, always. And James Breakwell's here. Again, James, bare minimum parenting. If we know what overparenting is, what's bare minimum parenting?
It's doing just enough to raise a decent human being. You know, a child who can support themselves. They don't blame you for everything that's wrong with their life. And they don't come out as a social deviant. Just a normal average person. That's what we're shooting for here.
And if they turn out to be a normal average adult, that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I think that's what most of us are anyway. We might have delusions of grandeur. But I think when you get down to it, the best we can hope for is to be reasonable, decent people.
Well, you're talking in the break about your career, and as you mentioned to your kid about you live your life on the internet. Mm-hmm. You have over 1 million followers on Twitter, and you've really been at this as a blogger and a social media writer for a decade or so, mm-hmm. or longer now. That seems to be the currency these days, where you get to a certain point and you have a sustainable, organic following, and other opportunities come about, meaning other the book community, mm-hmm. Hollywood, things of that nature. Is that how you see it? That it almost becomes currency for you?
Yeah, I kind of backed into this. I looked at it way at the start. I wanted to write books from the beginning. I wanted to write comedy, you know, kind of nonfiction comedy essays and things like that. But I looked at how to get a book deal, and it looked almost impossible. You got millions of people trying to get this small number of things. So I thought maybe I can build up a following and book book publishers will come to me. And it sounded like a grand plan, but it took forever and it was going nowhere until one day all of a sudden it wasn't and it exploded. So it's just one of those things. If you're not smart enough to quit, sometimes things work out.
So what is the tweet? What's the singular tweet that tipped the dominoes that led to this?
There wasn't one tweet. It was I got up to about 200,000 followers just grinding it every day, treating it like a full-time job, but I was making zero money at it. And then BuzzFeed ran an article on me where they put about 20 tweets on there that were clickable. Because, I mean, for years, people have been just taking dead screenshots and they didn't go anywhere. Nobody came back. But BuzzFeed that day put clickable links and they got 2 million views. And all of a sudden, just everything changed for me overnight.
Because everybody popped back to your Twitter feed.
Yeah, because people are incredibly lazy. They will not punch in your name forever. Just typing in 10 letters is too much. But if you put a link they can click with one button, you've got a chance. And that's what it all comes down to.
So in the rankings of things you've been celebrated for in your life, is the 2017 or 2016 Blogger Dad of the Year Award pretty special?
No, that was a scam. So there was this UK contest. It was like a poll. They're like, vote for the Blogger Dad of the Year. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to ignore this. But they're like, and there's a prize. You'll win a hamper, which it was in the UK. Apparently, a hamper means a basket. It's like, okay, I'll win a basket of stuff. And so I went out to my followers like, okay, everybody just go and vote for me. And it was just one click. So they did it. So I won this competition at the last second, and they never sent me my hamper. So I'm still a little bitter about that.
Typical Brits. Unbelievable. The book tour is on. You're going around the country. Where are you based? Where do you live?
Indianapolis.
Oh, it's a funny town. I think we can agree with that. It's a funny, funny town. Yeah. Do you get here much? Come to Chicago?
Yeah, I can't. I was up here just a couple of weeks ago for some interviews and things like that. But I'm not great with big city traffic like this. Indianapolis is about as big as I can handle. So I'm super excited that I drove through your fine streets without hitting anybody. That was a big plus for me.
Well, I couldn't be a bigger fan and support you more in your goal to make average people. So thanks for doing it. Again, the name of the book is?
Bare Minimum Parenting, The Ultimate Guide to Not Quite Ruining Your Child.
Go get 3 copies. Your kid will take one. And nice to see you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Exploding Unicorn. Get it. And follow him on Twitter and everywhere. Follow him home. Bill and Wendy are here. And the question came up earlier that we made a text question. Got great responses today. You going to put a list up of some of those, Sandberg?
I am going to put a list up after I put up the video of my sister doing physical therapy to your TMJ.
Physical therapy to my TMJ or hurting me to give her money. Which was it? Which was it?
It was TMJ. Justin laughs in the background because you're being tortured.
It is organic. My laughter.
But yeah. It helped, right?
It really did. I'm not kidding.
Watching
it's better now than it's been in 2 months.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. So she hurt you, but it was worth it.
Is TMJ also one of the Pritzkers? It is, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it is. Yeah, the youngest.
The youngest Pritzker.
Youngest Pritzker, yeah.
There's also a photo gallery of my birthday festivities, which includes a photo of Katie doing physical therapy to your face at WGNradio.com. Steve Cochran Show Facebook. WGN Radio Facebook.
There's a point where my eyes are watering, and I'm thinking, Sandberg went home. She's called her sister, and she said, I'm sick of this guy. I want you to come in and hurt him.
You're not a very affectionate guy. It's not like we're hugging or touching. We might get a fist bump in once in a while. So to see Katie
you need
come
a hug
over
it.
And
I'll
go
hug you
and grab you by the face.
It was a full. And it's like,
because
his head is big, too, it was like she really grabbed her hands around it.
She got in there.
I'm sorry, I missed that. What was that, Mary?
Her therapist, as a therapist, she sees a melon my size, and she said, well, this will be fun. Let me see what I can do there.
It's like an artist with a clean palette.
So the other thing that went on today, of course, is what song do you want to hear right before you die?
I have one.
You got one?
Three Little Birds, Bob Marley. Don't worry about a ting. Everything's
Wow. We thought you would go more metal.
I'm not metal.
Or rock.
No, Bob Marley is. I had it in the delivery room for my kids.
It's
just the reggae beat is that of a relaxed heartbeat of a human. So I think that's the way to do it.
See, I went American Pie first because I wanted the extra 8 minutes. but then backed it down to Warren Zevon and Keep Me in Your Heart for a While, which is a song he wrote while he was dying. It's a great song. It's a great song.
How about It's Too Late to Turn Back Now?
You would pick that one.
With fingers snapping. Bill, you have one?
Two, Closing Time by Supersonic.
That's good.
That's a good one.
I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts.
That is not a good one.
The first one better than the second,
like
who am I to judge?
Yeah, no judgment.
Let's see what the mood is like at the moment.
Right.
Have them both ready, queued up.
I'll tell you what threw me this morning. Dave picked Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. I don't know what that has to do with
a great
dying.
One.
That's a great song.
That's a wonderful
song.
Choice.
I don't know about a death song, but...
And it's also, he didn't pick that, but that's
not what I pick, but that's okay.
That's it. Remind me to have you two ruin more punchlines.
No, we added to it. We added yes and it.
I had a good one.
What was it?
What was yours? I forgot.
Only the Good Die Young.
Oh, that was it.
That's perfect.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, we've obviously hit a wall here, so I'm going to go off and have Sandberg's sister hit me in the face a couple of times.
Perfect.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And here's Wendy.